Sub sub, ain't no love, ain't no use. Well, from that rather pessimistic outlook, we will head to Twitter Thursday and to a decidedly more chipper Sean Defoe. Sean, good afternoon to you. How you doing, man?
Oh, not too bad. Another fun day in the world of politics and social media. Isn't it great?
God, you never know what's going to happen. It was expected, and of course we're talking about Liz Truss across the water and all went on. We have a quick clip. Let's have a listen first off.
Given the situation, I cannot deliver the mandate on which I was elected by the Conservative Party. I have therefore spoken to His Majesty the King to notify him that I am resigning as leader of the Conservative Party.
One of the tabloids had a lettuce, Liz Truss, which apparently has outlasted the real Liz Truss, if you know what I mean.
Now, the lettuce, I have to say, was looking a bit ropey this morning. They've put a wig on it. They've put some googly eyes on it. So, like, the lettuce was just about hanging in, but it is still, like, they've actually, they're on, they did a live stream. Put this lettuce on a live stream since maybe last week. I can't remember what it was. And I've just been sort of updating it every day. And now the lettuce is there with confetti coming down for the last 3 hours.
And Cool and the Gang Celebrate playing in the background. Oh. I thought that was another thorn in the side there, if you were Liz Truss.
Like, it just shows you how absolutely mental British politics is at the moment. 44 days in office, she is going to be the shortest serving Prime Minister in the history of the UK, and has just made a total and utter bags of it. And now what's blowing up on social media over the last while out of reports from some of the political correspondents in the UK, apparently Boris Johnson is putting his name into the hat to replace her.
This is
44
nuts.
Days after he was replaced officially as Prime Minister, he is now thinking he can get back in the running, and that after all of this palaver and hassle and mentalness that's gone on in the UK, it's going to be him again.
Give us another go. That is just nuts. Absolutely nuts.
Just as Bertie Ahern was commenting on it today, he said, oh well, that would be very Boris Johnson emulating his hero Churchill, wouldn't it? Losing an election, being kicked out and then coming back.
Oh my god. Now the thing of it is, Sean, we're so still tied to that economy in so many ways, so you know, even though it's chaos and madness, and God knows we have enough of it ourselves, but it really does impact and reflect on us, doesn't it? I feel another Explain Me podcast coming on.
Yeah, we may have to do it, how much we're tied to this, you know, sinking ship, this Titanic that has 100 holes in the hull and just keeps on going down and down and down. It's absolutely crazy what's going on. And like you say, now they're trying to get a new Prime Minister in the next week. They were really rushing the project. They used 2 months last time to decide that Liz Truss was definitely the right person for the job. But I was thinking as well, like, you know, 44 days into a new job, I'm not even sure that I would have the email address, my new email address, right? I'd be in that awkward phase where you're in the office and you don't know anyone's name, but it's too long. You know, it's not polite to ask anymore. Whereas she, in fairness to her, has lost a queen, killed an economy, and you know, just gone down the crazy, crazy road, and then got herself sacked in the space of 44 days. It's sort of amazing.
I'd love to say it could happen to anybody, but I don't know what.
But don't think it could. That's the thing. Well, this is such thing. A spectacular implosion that it almost takes skill to be that bad in the history of UK prime ministers, and God knows there have been some terrible ones. To be that bad that you're gone after 44 days.
I feel a new Christmas movie coming on. What would you call it? What was your man that was in it? Remember? What was it called? With the prime minister out looking for your one in the dark of the night.
Love Actually.
That was it.
Trust
that was it. That
maybe.
Was it. That was it. Yeah. Anyway, moving on. Meghan Markle. Of course, she's been in the news of the passing of the Queen and all sorts of commentary in connection with all of that. But then when has she ever heard of the news?
Absolutely. And now she's been just on a podcast with Paris Hilton, of all people, and is sort of calling out some of her old roles. She used to be on Deal or No Deal in the US and was one of the suitcase girls, I suppose is how you would put it. The people who open the, you know, these
we prefer to say briefcase,
people that
Sean.
They get to open them. That's briefcase, that would do it. Suitcases full of money, that's, I'm thinking of a different show. But she says that she's basically been talking about how badly they were treated, they were only there for their looks, and that at one point there was a particular showrunner who right before they would go out and shout, "Suck it in, Markle," as in, you know,
my God,
her belly, even though she clearly has absolutely no belly at all. And it's more sort of talking now about the treatment of women on television. I don't think you'd even get away with that now. You don't really see, you remember you had the shows, The Price is Right, and all these different things where you would have variously scantily clad people opening up prizes. Kind of gone out of a bit kitschy now, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we'll have a little listen to what kitschy was back then.
Pick one text.
Oh, Mom, I think it's loving. Okay. 11, go. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Open the case.
And Meghan opens the case, as she was then, of course, but yeah, that's a whole other lifetime away, says you.
Yes, when she was, you know, not a princess.
Lastly, James Corden. Jackers, he was only going out for a bit to eat. A bit to eat, don't you know?
Yeah, well, there's been a lot of talk about James Corden and that he's not actually away from the screen while he is this funny man on air, that he's not actually a particularly nice person off air. And there was this, it's a restaurant called Balthazar's in New York that quite a lot of famous people tend to visit. And he got barred from it.
Yeah.
The manager put up a thing and basically cited two separate incidents on different times. One, where after eating the main course, Corden allegedly said that there was a hare in his meal, I presume, and got very, very nasty with the waiter and demanded another round of drinks and for them to pay for all their drinks so far, and threatened to write nasty Yelp reviews or, you know, those different review places you can get. And then a second incident where he was there, Corden was there with his wife, and the owner of this restaurant said that she ordered an egg yolk omelette, and there was a tiny bit of egg white in the omelette, and that, yeah, Corden basically flipped the head entirely and roared about him, you can't do your job, maybe I should go into the kitchen and cook the omelette myself, is what he allegedly said. So barred from this restaurant, but he was barred for a day, because initially your man then said, put up another post and said that James Corden apologised to him and called him up and apologised to him, and that he has now said, yeah, you can come back into the restaurant. So a lot of people getting annoyed about that online, because they're like, look, if you're going to stick to your principle that this guy is an ass to your staff, then stick to it and stay banned. If he apologises, it's fine, but, you know, have a little bit of backbone on it.
Touch of damage limitation and other things at play there. And sure, look, a bit of notoriety for the restaurant as well probably doesn't go astray on their part. But, yeah, you'd be surprised at James Corden, you know, if it is as true as it is. But then if he did apologise, obviously there has to be something in it. But when you're that kind of high profile and you go off on one like that, in the age in which we live with cameras and bits and pieces, what have you, it's, you'd wonder at it really, wouldn't you?
You'd wonder, but like, it doesn't matter how profile you are.
Absolutely.
You know, just, like, don't.
But particularly so.
When I see it in restaurants, when people are mean
nasty.
Or just not nice to wait staff. Like, you're, you know, this person's probably in college or is just out of college, is not
Indeed.
Earning a huge amount of money. It costs you nothing to be nice and friendly to people, no matter how rich you are. So,
well said, Sean Defoe.
No sympathy with him.
Just as my mother would have said all those years ago, so thank you so much for that. Now, listen, very quickly, your Explainer podcast. Where are we going? What are we doing?
Well, a very appropriate one today, because in this week we are looking at the shortest-serving world leaders in history. So Liz Truss has totally, you know, ruined the opening montage of the podcast by actually resigning today. She is, of course, the shortest-serving British Prime Minister in history, but not by even a close mile the shortest-serving in history. So in the podcast, we talk about the American president who only lasted 31 days. We talk about the Pope who only lasted 12 days. And the King of France, who was king for a grand total of 20 minutes.
My God, Sean, I'm going to have to check this out. Simple as that. And you can find it wherever you find your podcast. Type in Sean Defoe and you will find it there. And well worth listening to. And click on and sign up to it so you'll know when new ones are available. Sean, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks a million. Bye.
Have a great rest of the week.